Mostly clear and cool overnight tonight. Lows near 6 with a...
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents D.C. Everest Basketball. Everest Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Celestia and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and welcome to Chippewa Falls High School for tonight's playoff game between Chi-High and D.C. Everest. We'll start with what's the difference between a high school field house and gymnasium. It's probably a question of size. Tonight's game is definitely being played in a gymnasium. Everyone is on top of one another here. It's going to be a full house at Chi-High in what's going to be a very tough road environment to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. It's loud. There are a lot of Evergreens fans here. There were Chi-High students and adults who were waiting outside before the doors opened to get into this game. And the Evergreens will have in the back of their minds that because of the snafu at the seating meetings, this could have been a playoff home game. Instead, they will find themselves in a much louder and much more difficult environment for tonight's game. The Evergreens are also going to be facing a tough opponent. It was on this floor against this team that their season came to an end last year, 58-56. So there'll be a revenge factor as well. We'll spend some time in conversation with Coach Matt Bullis. We'll look back at last night's Evergreens win over Wausau West. It's a minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Have you heard the saying, if you're in a car accident, you're automatically 10% at fault? This is not true. It is not appropriate for an insurance adjuster to take that position. The final decision may be made by the judge or jury. You are not automatically at fault just for being there. If you are injured in an accident, clear up this and other misconceptions by calling Tolusti & Kennedy Law Firm. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Crowd out early. This will be a very tough game if the Evergreens play from behind here. Let's spend a few moments with Evergreens head basketball coach Matt Bullis. Coach, I think the team, when I look back at last night's game, 15-point win over rival Wausau West, I think that's got to be one of the team's best wins of the season. So you come into tonight's game really playing some of your best basketball of the year.
Yeah, that was a very satisfying win for our kids and our fans, and You know, it was really fun, and we enjoyed it last night, you know, for a little bit. I'm sure the kids enjoyed it all night, but coaches, we went home and watched film and tried to get ready for tonight.
Talk about that, because this is unusual. You have to put one win beside and get ready to play. I mean, it's less than 24 hours.
Yeah, it's unique. You know, it's not ideal. I wish the WIA could figure something out. Nights, but you know, everybody has to do it, so it's the same for them as it is for us. You know, they're at home both nights. We have to travel tonight, but you know, we'll do the best we can.
When we play those Wisconsin Valley Big River Challenge games back over the holidays, Chippewa Falls is usually there. Did you get a chance to see them during that? I mean, what's your scouting look at tonight's opponent?
Yeah, we watched them up in Superior, and then we also had a couple other films of them. But they're a very good team. They're very balanced. They have a lot of very good fundamentally sound kids, and you know, we're just going to have to be solid. They don't really have a weak spot that we can kind of help off and help with their better kids. So we're just going to have to play very fundamentally sound defense, and you know, we have a little bit of a height advantage. We'll have to, you know, hopefully take advantage of that.
What I take away from last year's game, of course, your season ended on this floor a year ago, but the teams looked very even. Last year's game really came down to who made more plays towards the end, and they just got you down the stretch, but otherwise the difference between these two teams a year ago really wasn't much at all.
Not at all. You know, that game over here was a great game. It was a great environment. They had a great crowd. We didn't have as many, but we had a loud crowd over here, and we were very evenly matched, and I think we are this year as well. I think it'll be another game very similar to that.
And if you say their scoring can come from a lot of different players, well, last night your scoring came from a lot of different players too, which makes you a much, much tougher opponent.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that in our post game interview. You know, if we get balanced scoring, we're tough to beat, you know, because Taylor's always going to be there with what she gets. You know, hopefully we'll be able to have that again tonight, because that does make us tough.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Evergreen's coach Matt Bullis speaking to us just before the doors open for what is now a very crowded Chippewa Falls High School gymnasium. I'm Chris Conley, and the Chippewa Falls Cardinals got here with a win last night by 13 over Eau Claire North, 59-46. Evergreens advanced with their 15-point win, 64-49, over Wausau West. We'll be back with the start of our ball game after this 3-minute break. Check that, it'll be a 2-minute break. Back in the studio, a 2-minute break, and then we'll be ready for basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
You find yourself saying,
"What's trending?"
Well, you just broke news again!
Let's jump right in.
Your question has been answered.
This is what I know.
Log on to foxsportsradio.com.
What would they get out of that?
All your trending news is there for you.
Are we trending towards this?
Top stories.
I'll jump on a story like that all day long.
Top tweets.
Now this is regarding Twitter.
What's trending is all on foxsportsradio.com.
We are Fox Sports.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Chippewa Falls High School. I'm Chris Conley on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. The DC Everest girls and Chippewa Falls await The Evergreens are only a two-loss team and conference champions. They take on a three-loss Chi-High team. It's incredible, just five losses between these teams. Before our opening jump, let's join the Chi-High Pep Band, an excellent group of student musicians, for the playing of our national anthem.
By the Chippewa Falls High School Pep Band, under the direction of Mr. Barry Hicks.
Excellent job by our student musicians from Chippewa Falls High School. We're just a few moments away from basketball. The Evergreens will be wearing their road green, trimmed in white and gold, and the Chippewa Falls High School Cardinal, white in the... Do these teams have a common opponent? Yes, they do. They both played Superior. That was one of the Evergreens' two losses. Chippewa Falls also has a Superior loss. They fell to Superior by only 1 point. And it is likely that the winner of this game would take on Superior in a neutral court game next week. You'd have to assume that Superior is likely to win their regional final game coming up tonight. So the winner of this game gets a week of practice into them and then will be on the road. The neutral court games next Friday and Saturday will be at Eau Claire Memorial. And should the Evergreens advance, we'll have it right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tonight's game is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Glad to say that a very large group of Evergreen athletes and fans and supporters have came over on the fan bus today. So the Evergreens are well represented, not just by parents and adults, but there's a nice Evergreen student section here as well. They've filled up about a third of the gymnasium here, but the other two-thirds belongs to Chippewa Falls. Now let's not forget, this is a small town. School spirit runs very high in a place like this. And on a Friday night when your team is playing in the basketball playoffs, I mean, where else would you be if you live in Chippewa Falls? You'd be right here. Something that I think may be telling in this game, the Evergreens are going to have a height advantage. In fact, I think that could be a decisive advantage for the Evergreens. Chippewa Falls has no one over 6 feet. Their scoring can come from a lot of areas, but the Evergreens are going to have a rebounding advantage, and there is no one who matches up with Taylor Hodell on this Chi-High team. I think that's going to be the difference. Taylor was held to just 2 points in the first half, still managed to get her 15 and was a perfect 7-for-7 from the foul line. Taylor Hodell has developed herself not only into a great rebounder and scorer down low, also developed herself into one of the best free throw shooters in the Valley Conference. Evergreens have already taken the court. Chippewa Falls gathering in front of their bench. They'll be out in the center circle too, as we're moments away from getting this game underway. Evergreens trying to keep their season going after falling 2 points short on this floor last year. Taylor Hodell jumps against Branna Rochelle. Ball's in the air. Let's light this candle. Controlled by the Evergreens, and we're underway. Molly Tice has the ball, almost lost it on the dribble. Gives it up to Haley Kroll. Tight man-to-man defense here from Chi-High. They're pressuring the ball. goes over to Molly Tice. So Evergreens will have to keep the turnovers down. Now Michaela Poggle down low. Taylor Hodell, she's 10 feet away from the basket. Picks up her dribble, look to make an extra pass. Ball is loose on the floor. Taylor goes down low and saves the possession. Evergreens swing it around. Mackenzie Matthews. Now all five starters have gotten a touch. Haley Kroll in the corner. Kroll up high. Foul line extended, not down low. And the Evergreens go back out to senior Molly Tice. Tice dribbles, swings cross court. Now to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews has her shot blocked and taken away by Chippewa Falls. Courtney Passant, who played well in this game last year, blocked that. And Chi-Hi comes right back to the front court. Here's Brianna Rochelle. Got the ball down low and traveled. Turned over to the Evergreens. Chi-Hi picks up full court defensive pressure off the turnover. So both of these teams may be pressing the entire game. Evergreens coming to Molly Tice. Cross court over to Mackenzie Matthews. They're into the front court. And now over to Michaela Poggle. Down low to Taylor Hodell, who scores. She had position down low. And Taylor Hodell got the basket before the defense could set up around her. Evergreens draw first blood. Kenna Loisel, trapped in the front court, almost threw it out of bounds. Gets it ahead to her teammate, Courtney Passant. Ball goes out of bounds, knocked off of one of the Everest defenders. Haley Kroll had it graze off the side of her leg, and it's going to stay with Chippewa Falls. Kayla Hanley is going to inbound from the corner. Throws it into her teammate, Hannah Loisel. Now a long cross-court pass to Brianna Rochelle. Thought about the three, instead goes back out. Hannah Loisel loses the ball. Loose on the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up. And on alternating possession, it'll go to Chippewa Falls. So the Evergreens defense so far has kept Chi-Hi from getting a shot off. We're a minute and a half into the ball game. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Everest Sports. Off the inbound pass, 15-footer on the baseline from Prasanna, miss. Offensive rebound comes back for a three ball in the air, and good from Casey Bertrand. Chippewa Falls 3-2 off a second chance three-pointer. Evergreens have it to Molly Tice, got a whistle, and Molly traveled, turns over to Chi-Hi. 6:10 remaining, first quarter. Chippewa Falls has an early 3-2 lead. They'll inbound underneath their own basket off the Evergreens turnover. Bounce pass into Tanner Loisel, and she traveled. She was open, had a 15-foot look, and shuffled her feet as she was squaring up for the shot. So the teams trade turnovers, and the Evergreens will get the ball back, having to go the length of the court. Goes inbounds from Haley Kroll to Molly Tice. Tice up high to Poggle, and now into the front court, Haley Kroll. Evergreens 3-on-2. Too strong from Kroll. Rebound for Taylor Hodell, a miss. Rebound underneath for Haley Kroll. She misses, and Chippewa Falls comes away with the ball. Tanner Loisel got the long rebound. Evergreens got three cracks at the basket and empty. Pass down low, open for a moment. Katie Bertrand lost it. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Chi-Hi, got a whistle. And we're going to have an offensive foul against Chippewa Falls. Brenna Rochelle, as she got that ball, extended her elbow as she started moving towards the basket. At least I think that's the call. No, they're going to call her for a double dribble. Okay. No one came over to report the foul. Evergreens break pressure and have 3-on-2. Mackenzie Matthews to the basket and scores. Had a couple of options there. Mackenzie Matthews. The Evergreens are back up 4-3. 5.5 minutes to play here in this first quarter. Evergreens pressure defense. Now Kayla Hanley gets it into the front court. 3-on-3. Evergreens did a good job getting back. Hanley gets the ball back. Long three. That's missed. Long rebound comes out to Haley Kroll. Kroll's ahead of everyone. Breaking away. Missed the layup. She heard the footsteps from behind. Ball is loose on the floor. And we're going to say this is out of bounds. Jump ball. No, out of bounds. Last touch by D.C. Everest. So it goes over to Chippewa Falls. That's tough because those are points left on the floor for the Evergreens. In fact, now referees are going to get together on whether that's a jump ball or whether or not they're going to say this is out of bounds. They're going to say out of bounds. Chippewa Falls will inbound, and the Evergreens, again, with full court pressure. Tanner Loisel goes into the front court. Now Brianna Rochelle down low. Courtney Passant. Passant is fouled as she goes up for a shot in the lane. She's going to get herself two free throws. Hannah Tipple has checked into the game during the first stoppage, and she is called for the personal foul. So here come a pair of free throws for Courtney Passant. Her first is good, and that ties our game at four apiece. Evergreens Basketball, sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Bassant hits both of them, 5-4. Evergreens inbound to Hannah Tipple, getting her first touch, and now ahead to Haley Kroll. Kroll picked up her dribble in the backcourt. Don't want to do that. Almost turned it over. Hannah Tipple here, and we've got a whistle. The Evergreens are going to take a timeout. Coach Matt Bullis figured out that they were getting close to a 10-second violation, and he'll take his 30-second timeout here to make sure that he doesn't create that unforced turnover. 4:51 to play in the first quarter, and you know what? These teams are similar, but for the Everest height advantage. Both play full court man-to-man. Both look to trap when the dribble gets picked up, and both of them look like they have a lot of offensive weapons, too. It's going to be the little things that will make a difference in this game. Teams that can execute, teams that limit their turnovers, teams that can hit their free throws. I mean, those are always the critical elements when you have evenly matched teams. And it sure looks like we have evenly matched teams. Evergreens will have possession after the timeout, 5-4. And Coach Matt Bullis over with one of the officials. A friendly conversation, but he looked like he wanted an explanation on what could have been a tie-up or an out-of-bounds play back on the other end last time the Evergreens had it down low. Hannah Tipple on the dribble into the front court. Guarded very closely by Bassant. Now they look to double-team. She goes over to Poggle, back to Hannah Tipple. Evergreens still have Taylor Hodell in down low. She's played the entire game so far. Back to Tipple in the corner behind the three-point arc. Passes up the shot to Mackenzie Matthews. Now Haley Kroll. Kroll looks to drive off the switch-off. Now kicks it back out. Matthews thought about it, drives in. Haley Kroll, long two from the left side, left it short, over the back foul on Michaela Poggle fighting for the loose ball. Pretty obvious call. Michaela didn't have position there and then went up over the shoulder of one of the Chippewa. It's her first team foul. Team fouls are two against D.C. Everence, none against Chi-High, and Chippewa Falls gets the ball back. Pocket pick, falls loose on the floor. Hannah Tipple there, we've got a whistle. We got a loose ball foul against the Evergreens. See what we have there. That's going to be against Haley Kroll. They're going to say that Kroll made contact while going for that loose ball after Hannah Tipple's very tight defense almost created the turnover. Chippewa Falls will make a couple of substitutions. Caitlin Rubenzer comes in and Lexi Hanley comes in. Got two sisters on the team, Kayla and Lexi Hanley. Ball's into the front court now. Lexi's got it. Missed the layup. Taylor Hodell fights for it down low. Comes 3-2. Mackenzie Matthews. Evergreens 3-on-2 if they hurry. Mackenzie into the front court. Goes to Haley Kroll. And up. Chi-High did a good job getting back. Evergreens have no advantage here. We'll play 5-on-5. Michaela Poggle goes over to Hannah Tipple. Tipple looks to dribble in and now gives it up. Mackenzie Matthews again. She's 30 feet away from the basket. Man-to-man half-court defense here. Haley Kroll back to Hannah Tipple. Trying to set up Taylor Hodell. She's cutting back and forth. See if they set up a screen down low for Taylor Hodell. Mackenzie Matthews has it. And now over to Michaela Poggle. 3.5 minutes to play first quarter. It's 5-4 Chi-High. Hannah Tipple's got it. An extended possession here for the Evergreens. Now a long three. And she hit Mackenzie Matthews. She was two steps behind the arc, and she hit from the right side. 7-5 Evergreens. Chi-High breaks full court pressure. Lexi Hanley goes into the corner, now goes back out. Kayla Hanley tries her long three off the back bracket. Long rebound to the Evergreens. Haley Kroll. Haley goes into the front court. Chippewa Falls doesn't have a chance to set up that pressure. She was looking for Taylor Hodell down low. Bad pass. Knocked away. Lexi Hanley takes it away. So off the turnover, Chi-High comes right back. Lexi Hanley almost double dribbled there. Now driving in. That's a walk. And said they're going to call a foul on Kayla Hanley. Kayla Hanley's a big, broad-shouldered kid. And you know, I thought she took an extra step. They're going to say she took the extra step because she was bumped. She gets to the free throw line. And they're going to call that foul on Haley Kroll. It is her second. Lexi Hanley's first free throw is good. Chi-High has only hit one basket from the floor. But they are now 3-for-3 from the free throw line. And this upcoming free throw could bring us back to a tie game. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Murray and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. Proud supporters of local high school sports. Supporting the Evergreens all season long. A miss. Evergreens get the rebound. Hannah Tipple got that long rebound and now gives it over to Molly Tice. Molly Tice will run the point here for the Evergreens. Goes over to McKenzie. Looks to drive in. Pull up 10-footer. McKenzie Matthews missed. It's a one-and-done trip. Caitlin Rubenzer clears the boards. Chippewa Falls down by one, but they have possession. Here's Kayla Hanley. Backs up off a screen. Gives it over to Rubenzer, who decided not to take the shot. Back to Kaylee Hanley. Low pass along the baseline. Lexi Hanley, so sisters on the court here. No advantage down on the baseline. Good defense. We'll go under 2 minutes in the first quarter on this possession. Courtney Passant comes back in. There's a pass knocked away, but a foul's going to be called on Caitlin Small. Team fouls are now five against the Evergreens and none against Shy-High. It's Caitlin Small, who gave the Evergreens really good minutes in last night's game against West, is called for her first. Common foul, the Evergreens will play defense as Shy-High inbounds underneath. Inbounds pass goes to Brenna Rochelle. And now out to Courtney Passant, goes back up high. Shy-High thinks about the three there. Passant got the ball back. Here's an entry pass. We're going to call an offensive foul against Shy-High. They're going to call a push-off as the pass went down low, freeing up with the elbow. Boy, the Evergreens could have used some of those calls last night while they were playing against Jasmine Sams of Walsall West. A call that was not going to be made that entire game. It apparently is in play tonight. Brianna Rochelle is called for the foul, and the Evergreens get the ball back. 1:50 to play in the quarter, and the Evergreens lead 7-6. Shy-High full court defensive pressure. Hannah Tipple still in the backcourt. They look to Trappish. She comes into the front court. Picked up her dribble. That's dangerous. Gets over to Molly Tice. Along the baseline. To the corner. Three-pointer Mackenzie Matthews. A miss. Bouncing, battling for the rebound. Caitlin Small. Boy, someone was over Caitlin's back, and that wasn't called. Shy-High gets the ball. Coming back the other way. Tana Loisel with a long two, and she makes it. She's just a step inside the arc. The long basket, though, gives the Cardinals the lead 8-7. And now into the front court, we're going to have a foul against Shy-High as that pressure defense caused another foul to be committed. Courtney Passant gets called for it as she was trying to block Mackenzie Matthews as she was bringing it into the front court. Evergreens will have the ball right in front of the scorer's table, trailing now 8-7 with 1:17 left in the first quarter. Mackenzie Matthews gets the inbound pass behind the back dribble into the front court. Now looking for a long three. Nope, down low to Taylor Hodel. Misses from the low blocks. Taylor was pressured there, but she should have made that. And Shy-High gets the rebound. Tanner Loisel looks to drive, and she is fouled. They think they're going to get Hannah Tipple. They were trying to double-team Hannah as she came into the front court and started to move towards the basket. And it is going to be Hannah Tipple's second foul and the sixth on the team. This is important. Team fouls are six against the Evergreens, two against Shy-High, and Chippewa Falls looks like a very good free throw shooting team. And Taylor Hodel, no points, going to take a seat here. So we'll see what Chippewa Falls can do as we go under a minute here, and the Evergreens' best player, player of the year, on the floor, on the bench. Pass down low to Brianna Rochelle, knocked away and turned over to the Evergreens. Caitlin Schmall's got the ball for the Evergreens. Now Molly Tice, 45 seconds left. Over to Hannah Tipple, guarded very closely. To Caitlin Small, who had a little room for a three, decided not to pull the trigger. Molly Tice, only team senior, now goes out for a high three. Caitlin Small just missed off the back bracket. One and done. No rebounding height for the Evergreens. Brenna Rochelle clears the boards. 30 seconds left in the corner. Katie Bertrand right into the front court for Shy-High. Over to Alyssa Davis. Davis came in on the last stoppage. 20 seconds left. Shy-High with a one-point lead, maybe playing for one here. Got 15 seconds. They're still running their offense, looking to drive in. Casey Bertrand dives in, floats through the lane, and scores with 10 seconds left. 10-7. Evergreens right to half court to break pressure. Bounce pass down low to Caitlin Small. Goes back out. Thinking about the long shot, Molly Tice. 3 seconds left. Her shot is blocked. And now we've got a whistle, and they're going to call a foul no on the turnover. That's where the quarter comes to an end. Chippewa Falls 10, D.C. Everest 7. Two very evenly matched teams. Back with the start of the second quarter after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Hey, you.
Huh?
Who?
We have you covered.
I got you covered.
Aggressively. From the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
I'm all over this.
So great to hear you guys on the air.
In the Twitter sphere.
Contact us via Twitter.
That's what people would tweet, too.
And FoxSportsRadio.com.
Intense, bro. I got you covered, man.
It's instant information. For a nation on the go.
Oh, let's go.
We are your full-service sports network. So dial us up and get tuned in.
We are Fox Sports.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
The officials gathered at half court in between the first and second quarter to decide if they were going to call a foul. At the end of the first quarter, they decided not to. Evergreens get the ball. Here's a miss from Molly Tice. Taylor Hodell, offensive rebound, and she scores. Taylor Hodell's second-chance basket brings the Evergreens within one. It's 10-9. Long pass thrown out of bounds by Chi-High. Turned over to the Evergreens. Just like that, they can get the lead back if they score on this possession. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glen Ray Radiators. I'm Chris Conley. We're at Chippewa Falls High School, where the Evergreens have the ball. 7.5 minutes to play second quarter. Chi-High leading 10-9. And Haley Kroll just had her pocket picked. Didn't realize she was being double-teamed. Off the turnover, long two-footer from Katie Bertrand. A two-pointer from Bertrand. Just inside the arc, she misses. Rebound comes out to Michaela Poggle. Poggle drives coast-to-coast and scores! Evergreens take the lead 11-10. Evergreens get the lead back, and now a long half-court pass. Chi-High's got a two-on-one down low, coming in and scoring. Took advantage. They got the long pass down. Brenna Rochelle gives Chi-High the lead back. It's 12-11. Whistle, and on the inbounds pass, a foul against Chippewa Falls. Now, the fouls could easily pile up in this game because both teams play that full-court pressure off every make. Katie Bertrand is called for the foul against Chi-High, and it's the team's third. Chippewa Falls will be shooting 1-1. They'll be in the bonus for the rest of the half as there are 16 fouls already on the Evergreens. Inbound to Molly Tice. Molly looking to drive, and we've got a foul there up high. This is going to be a common foul, and the foul there is going to be against Tana Loisel. That's her first. Evergreens going to inbound underneath their own basket. Chi-High leading 12-11. Evergreens with the ball. Inbounds pass underneath to Haley Kroll. Kroll is double-teamed. Gives back to Molly Tice. Thought about the three and now goes over to Caitlin Schmall. Three ball in the air. Just missed. Off the back rim. Ball's loose. This should be Evers' ball out of bounds. Referees converge and get the call wrong. Give it to Chi-High. Well, that ball looked like it went into traffic off the miss. I'm up high and probably have an unshielded view. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Evergreens and comes over to Chippewa Falls. 6.5 minutes to play second quarter. Chi-High's Casey Bertrand with 5 points already has the ball. Goes up high. Caitlin Rubenzer. Now into the pass goes down low to Tanner Loisel. Loisel is fouled as they tried to work a give and go for her down low. She's going to get to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1 here as the foul is going to be against Molly Tice. That is her first. And here comes a 1-1 for Loisel. Chippewa Falls 3-4 from the free throw line so far. Their 1-point lead stays at 1, a miss on the front end. Evergreens get the rebound. Michaela Poggle secures it. Gives to Matthews and now back to Poggle in the backcourt. Almost picking up her dribble is Molly Tice. As soon as one of the Evergreens picks up the dribble, there's a knock out of bounds. We're going to say it's off Molly Tice. Molly Tice did pick up her dribble. Tanner Loisel came to her and knocked it off Molly's hands. It goes back over to Chi-High. It's a frustrating turnover. Chippewa Falls leads by one, and they have the ball. Evergreens have to limit empty trips here. Tanner Loisel goes into the corner, thinking about that three as Rubenzer passes it up. Now goes down low. Taylor Hodell knocked that away. Turnover for the Evergreens. Into the hands of Molly Tice to the front court. Molly Tice, this time better ball security, over to Michaela Poggle. Poggle picked up her dribble for a moment, goes over to Caitlin Schmall. Back to Michaela Poggle, looking for Taylor Hodell down low. Pass a little out of Taylor's reach and turned over again. Teams have been trading turnovers for the last minute or so. In fact, it's been a while since either team's gotten a good look at the basket here. Now, the Evergreens had a period of sloppiness early in the third quarter in last night's game against Walsall West. Maybe that period's coming right now. 12-11. Chippewa Falls has the ball. 5.5 minutes to play in our first half. Driving here is Brianna Rochelle. Missed that shot. Taylor Hodell had her alter it. Molly Tice gets the rebound. One and done trip. Now into Hannah Tipple and on the last stoppage. Hannah Tipple backs out. Now goes over to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews is behind the arc but didn't have an open look. Now Hannah Tipple did. Goes down low to Taylor Hodell and she's stripped down low. And Taylor Hodell is going to get herself to the free throw line. Chippewa Falls fans don't like this call. They're going to get a foul on Tana Loisel. That is her second, team's fifth. And Taylor Hodell, who already has 4 points, chance for two more from the free throw line. The first is good, which ties our game 12-12. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. This free throw is for the lead, and she got them both. 7 for 7 last night, now 9 for 9 if you carry over from one evening to the other. Taylor Hodell, Player of the Year in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And the Evergreens settle back to half court man-to-man here. They will not pressure the ball as Chi-High brings it up. Kayla Hanley. Hanley's picked up by Hannah Tipple at the half court arc. Goes over to Lexi Hanley. Sisters on the floor. Here's a three ball from the left side. Too long, no good. Ball's loose, tied up on the offensive rebound. Jump ball stays with Chippewa Falls. Long rebound there, and Molly Tice was battling for the Evergreens. 4:56 to play, second quarter. It's 13-12 Evergreens, which has just been a back-and-forth game. 3 points has been the biggest lead either side. And Chippewa Falls with a long inbounds pass underneath Lexi Hanley. Hanley gives it over to Rubenzer. Yeah, Chippewa Falls doesn't have a star on this team either. Scoring comes from a lot of places. Driving in, Brianna Rochelle, too strong, miss. Rebound comes out to Michaela Poggle and gives it over to Hannah Tipple. Evergreens with a point lead and the basketball. Now over to the corner, Mackenzie Matthews. Down low for Taylor Hodell, double team, she misses. Gets her own rebound, triple team, and is fouled on the putback underneath. Taylor Hodell got her own miss, and she had three players around her and gets back to the free throw line. And that foul is going to be on Brianna Rochelle, who has picked up both of those fouls while guarding Taylor Hodell. And Chippewa Falls here wants a timeout, a 30-second timeout, before Taylor Hodell takes those free throws. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral necessary at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Chippewa Falls student section fills up an entire section of the bleachers here. They have not sat for the entire game. Happy to say that Evergreens have a lot of students here, too, offering their support. Out of the timeout, free throws coming for Taylor Hodell, who already leads all scorers with 6. And we'll see if Taylor Hodell can continue her perfect streak from the free throw line. Timeout is over. Players are back on the floor. And Taylor's got the ball in hand. Her first free throw is no good, back bracket. That's all right. More important will come, I think, later in this game, wouldn't you think? I mean, it's just hard to imagine with the way this game is going. Could one of these teams build an 8 or a 10-point lead? I don't imagine that. Taylor left that one short. She missed them both. And the rebound comes to Kayla Hanley. Chippewa Falls comes back into the front court. Rubenzer now goes over to Lexi Hanley. And back over to Rubenzer as Chippewa Falls works around the perimeter here. Back over to Lexi Hanley and up high Rubenzer again. And now posting up high is Brianna Rochelle. Rochelle's the biggest kid they have at 6 feet, but they're putting her up high now, looking down low. Now here comes a three from the corner, too strong. Rebound, battling for it, and Michaela Poggle was bumped. Going to have a loose ball foul here against Chippewa Falls as Chi-High is cold from behind the arc. Courtney Persaud has picked up her second, and that is the 6th on Chi-High. Take that back, it's the 7th, so there'll be a 1-1 on the other end. And Michaela Poggle, who was bumped on that loose ball foul, is going to get the front end of the 1-1. Michaela Poggle in last night's game was at the free throw line twice. She was 1 of 2. We are exactly halfway through the second quarter. The Evergreens lead 13-12. Free throws are going to be big tonight. Here is the front end of the 1-1, and she missed it. So the Evergreens of the team have missed their last three. Chi-High quickly into the front court, pulling up as Katie Bertrand decided not to take the shot. Bertrand gets it back. She is guarded closely by Michaela Poggle. Goes up high to Rochelle, and now out high, top of the circle to Rebenzer. Now a three from the corner. That's a miss again. Fighting for it in the corner. Fighting for it is Mackenzie Matthews. Out of bounds. Mackenzie Matthews couldn't quite bring it in. It's out of bounds off her, and Chippewa Falls will keep the ball. And Chippewa Falls wants a timeout here. This is going to be a full timeout. Chi-High will have the ball underneath when we come back. D.C. Everest 13, Chippewa Falls 12. 3:40 to play in the half, and we'll be back after a 30-second break. Back in half a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Buckhorns!
Welcome back. That was a 30-second timeout, so we rejoin live action. Katie Bertrand gets the inbounds pass and scores, puts Chippewa Falls back up 14-13, and Chippewa Falls traps at half court. Hannah Tipple almost lost it, goes out of bounds off one of the Chi-High defenders. 3:28 to play. I'm Chris Conley at the Chippewa Falls Gymnasium for playoff girls basketball. Evergreens have the ball back off the out of bounds. They inbound it from right in front of the scorer's table. Taylor Hodell up high from the free throw line. Sets it up, was thinking about a three from Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews didn't have her feet set. Goes over the defense to Taylor Hodell. Double team down low. She scores anyway. Double team, no problem. Taylor Hodell has eight to put the Evergreens back up 15-14. Went right over the top there. And the Evergreens will have that open as Chi-High doubles down on her, which also means someone else will be open around the perimeter. Here comes Kayla Hanley. Hanley lost it out of bounds. They're going to say grazed off one of the Everest defenders. Chippewa Falls will keep the ball as we go under 3 minutes to play as Chi-High will look to inbound. Hannah Tipple is going to check out. Molly Tice will come back in. And Chippewa Falls to inbound underneath their own basket. Kayla Hanley will trigger it in. Kayla and Lexi are sisters. Kayla is a senior. Lexi's a freshman. Here's a long hanging three. That's a bad shot from Casey Bertrand. Goes out of bounds. Missed everything on the three and went out of bounds to D.C. Everest. Chippewa Falls has only one three-pointer. They're 1-for-7 from behind the three-point arc. Evergreens are 1-for-2. Evergreens come into the front court. Now over to Mackenzie Matthews. Pull up long two, and she hits. Mackenzie Matthews has seven, and the Evergreens have equaled their biggest lead at 3 points, 17-14. Just a nip-and-tuck basketball game. I could imagine it being this way all the way around. Here's a three to tie it, and that's off the back bracket from Rebenzer. And the Evergreens get a long rebound, comes out to Molly Tice. And the Evergreens with a three-point lead and something to build on here. Into Michaela Poggle. Now goes down low. Poggle spins and misses. Taylor Hodell is being mugged there on the floor, and there's no call. And it comes loose to Chi-High. Taylor Hodell's on the floor, had players rolling on top of her. And Chippewa Falls gets it. Pass down low and a basket for Brenna Rochelle. Heck of a no call as Chi-High gets two on the other end. Cuts the Evergreens' lead down to one. Caitlin Schmall in the backcourt. Now over to Michaela Poggle, and the Evergreens break pressure and get it into the front court. Down low to Taylor Hodell, who missed from close range. Fights for her own miss, and again Taylor Hodell comes down to the floor hard, and they're going to call her for a travel. Oh my goodness. And every time Taylor Hodell goes down low, we look at that kind of banged up left knee, and she's all right. But the ball goes over to Chippewa Falls with the Evergreens lead down to one and down to a minute and a half left. Both of the possessions, Taylor Hodell's been clobbered, and Coach Matt Bullis working the referee as they come up the court. Chi-High has got the ball. Katie Bertrand is up high, and she's guarded there by Michaela Poggle. Goes over to Caitlin Rebenzer. Here's a long three, a miss again. Fighting for the rebound, offensive rebound for Chi-High. Fished out there by Rochelle, and now goes push-off, no call. Kayla Hanley misses. Rebound Rochelle, offensive rebound. She scores, and she's fouled. It'll be a chance for a three. Evergreens have got to be frustrated. They want this call both ways, the same way both ends, and right now it just feels like it's not. Brianna Rochelle, 6 points in the quarter. She scores. Caitlin Schmall is going to get called for the foul, her second, and there'll be a chance for a three-point play here. The basket puts Chippewa Falls up by one, and the completed three-point play would have put them up by two. It's a miss. Taylor Hodell gets the ball. Again, she is bumped, and there's no call. The loose ball is tracked down in the corner by the Evergreens. Mackenzie Matthews, under a minute now, and Matthews just had her pocket picked. Coming back the other way is Bertrand, and Bertrand is fouled. The Evergreens were not going to give up an uncontested basket here. This is going to be a one-and-one. And the foul is going to be on Molly Tice. It'll be her second. And it's still going to be a one-and-one, and Bertrand is going to have to shoot them. Chippewa Falls leads 18-17, and free throws coming up here. The foul's been piling up against the Evergreens. Here is the front end. It is a miss. Ball's loose. Taylor Hodell gets it. Finally. And the Evergreens, see if they'll hold for one. 50 seconds left. Evergreens are going to run offense here. Molly Tyson to the corner to Mackenzie Matthews. Goes back over to Caitlin Schmall. Looks like Molly Tice got hit in the face there. We play on after she passed the ball away. Molly Tice has it. 35 seconds, and the Evergreens will pull it out. Trailing by one, so if they can score on this final possession, they'll go into the locker room with the lead. No worse than a one-point deficit. Molly Tice has it. Clock is running. 25 seconds. The Evergreens play catch 25 or 30 feet away from the basket. 20 seconds in the half. Catching with Caitlin Schmall. Schmall goes cross-court to Mackenzie Matthews. 15 seconds. Mackenzie Matthews. See if they set up something low. It's bumped into the backcourt. Grazed by Chippewa Falls. Now 10 seconds left. Evergreen's got to run something here. They go up high to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews is fouled. Nope. They're going to say that she traveled. And Mackenzie Matthews hit the floor hard, and she's hurt. She's grabbing her ankle. Well, I will tell you this, and again, just another frustration for the Evergreens. Players don't twist their ankle when they travel on their own. They twist their ankles when there is contact that was not called. There's only 1 second left in the half, and the Evergreens turn it over instead of getting that last shot. Ball's going to go to Chippewa Falls, and they'll have to go the length of the court with only one tick of the clock left. Chi-High leading by one, so it's likely that's where we will go to the locker room. Evergreens are going to set up full court pressure. Chi-High throws to half court where it's stolen by D.C. Everest. And we've got a foul called as the Evergreens caught it. And free throws are coming up here from Michaela Poggle as time expires. Poggle is going to get a one-and-one as she was bumped as she was intercepting that pass at half court. And now the officials are going to discuss it. There have got to be free throws here. That was certainly the call. And the question is only going to be, was there time left on the clock or not? This would be a one-and-one. And nope, they're going to say that Mackenzie Matthews was trying to launch a three from half court after taking it. Three free throws here. Oh, wow, this is huge. That is finally a call in this half that Evergreen's advantage. And her first free throw is good to tie the game. This is Michaela Poggle, who's going to get two more. The long pass came to half court. Poggle stole it and was fouled. And they are saying that she was trying to shoot in the other direction from half court. And she's just made her second. Evergreens lead by one. And she has missed her third. It was a bad miss, too. She hits two of three in a strange end to the first half. And how about that? The Evergreens go to the locker room with a 19-18 lead. It's kind of fitting because there were a lot of calls in that first half, particularly on contact down low that went Chi-High's way. At the end of the first half, a call that could have been a no call. A lot of times you don't get that foul on half-court heaves. That was an unusual call. The Evergreens will take it. And they got 2 points from the free throw line out of it with Michaela Poggle hitting two of three. Well, why don't we catch our breath? We're at intermission. D.C. Everest 19, Chi-High 18. Back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.0.